Ever since Mystery first aired on PBS, Americans have had a fondness for British TV shows about crime. One of the most popular British series is Rebus, based on the novels by the Scottish writer Ian Rankin about an Edinburgh detective inspector. Acorn Media has just brought out a new 4-disc set of Rebus stories, which originally aired in the U.S. on BBC America. Our critic at large, John Power, says the show has a distinctive allure.
Back in the mid-90s, I was going to Edinburgh for work. So I asked a well-traveled friend if he could recommend any good guidebooks. Guidebooks, he said. If you want to know about Edinburgh, read Ian Rankin. I did, and he was right. Rankin's novels do for Edinburgh what Raymond Chandler once did for L.A. They open up the city and give it an identity in the popular imagination. These days, Rankin is the United Kingdom's best-selling crime writer, the godfather of so-called tartan noir. And his hero, the flawed but dogged detective Inspector John Rebus, has become an international literary brand. He's also the star of a hugely popular British TV series called Rebus. The last season is just out on DVD, the best 3 episodes adapted from Rankin's novels, and it doesn't take long to see that it's far richer and far more socially observant than American hits like CSI or Law and Order. Consider the episode titled The First Stone, which begins with the discovery of 2 nude corpses in a car on Lover's Lane. One victim's a married woman, the other a high-profile minister in the Church of Scotland. The case falls to Rebus, played by veteran Scottish actor Ken Stott, and his still-green sidekick Siobhan Clark, that's Claire Price. Their investigation soon gets them mixed up with scheming church bigwigs, a controversial radio talk show host, a retired cop who insists he's being poisoned, and of course, inevitably, more murder. Through it all, Rebus is, well, Rebus, as tactful as a grizzly bear who's caught scent of your picnic basket. Here, he and Siobhan talk to the murdered woman's husband, a motorbike-ready mechanic who swears he was nowhere near the scene of the crime.
So, the night she died, you had a fight, she drove off, you followed again.
I told you, we had a fight, she walked out, I had a bit of a drink, I never saw her again.
Thing is, night of the murder, we've got CCTV coverage. And there was a bike just like that, right behind Iris's car. Now, we're having it enhanced, and I'm willing to bet it was you.
It wasn't me. I've lost the keys. I haven't been on it in ages.
Come on, Tommy. You lost it. You couldn't bear the idea of them both together. You lost it. Tell me the truth. Let's finish it.
All right. I follow them. But I never touch them. I swear to God.
Right now, I think that's the last person you should be swearing to. Get your coat.
Although Rebus's personal life isn't developed as impressively on TV as it is in the novels, the episodes don't build as in, say, The Wire. The show does boast a terrific performance by Stott, a canny, rumpled crowd-pleaser who has a spud of a nose and smokes his cigarette like a man on life support. Sly enough to find the charm in what's often merely exasperating, Stott captures the riddle that is Rebus, a born maverick whose obsessive impatience as a cop, he's forever defying his superiors, only accentuates his personal failings. He fouls up his love life, falls for women he shouldn't, and behaves selfishly toward Siobhan. He fuels such shortcomings with booze, self-pity, and gulps of single malt self-righteousness that would be unpalatable if he wasn't nearly always right. And then there's Edinburgh. Like nearly all hugely successful crime locales, be it Henning Mankell's Swedish boondocks or Alexander McCall Smith's Botswana, the Rebus cycle is suffused with a mental atmosphere, a potently mythical sense of place. It's long been the power of mystery stories that they're so mobile. They feature detectives who explore the whole of society, from the corridors of power to the meanest of streets. Doing his job, Rebus shuttles between shishi art galleries and massage parlors offering more than massages. He deals with international tycoons and cops so crooked that they seem like refugees from a James Ellroy novel. Through his investigations, we come to see Edinburgh as a dank, tough, yet often breathtaking city. It's one caught between its resplendent past as the Athens of Britain and a modern metropolis plagued by crime, weaseling bureaucrats, and preening bigshots who still treat the city as a private fiefdom. It's a city of vast, enduring melancholy where people, rich and poor, are forever seeking some form of release. When somebody pours you a scotch in Rebus's world, it's never a wee dram. It's enough to stun a horse. In a way, we're drawn to mystery stories for much the same reason. Escape from daily reality, consolation for the fact that our lives don't work out as neatly as mysteries, and camaraderie with a hero who comes to feel like a reliable friend. In fact, one great secret of the modern crime novel is that much of the time, it's not ultimately about crime. It's about isolation, about loneliness, which is what makes John Rebus such a sympathetic figure. Brilliant at solving the most arcane of murders, he's baffled by something that sounds quite ordinary. How to stop feeling so terribly alone.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue. He reviewed the latest set of Rebus mysteries on DVD.